From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news, first the headlines. Brazil, Russia, China, and South Africa, or BRICS, must fight for economic justice in developing countries. The US and China should act wisely for the sake of world peace. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi has expressed the hope that BRICS of Brazil, Russia, China, and South Africa will fight for development rights and economic justice in developing countries. She developed her statement virtually during a meeting of the foreign ministers of the BRICS in Cape Town, South Africa on Friday, June the 2nd. She said the world today has become more divided into polarized blocks. Thus, the rules-based world order has lost its meaning since each country is fighting for its own interests. Minister Retno Marsudi also said the bloc must fight for the development rights of each country, especially developing countries, which until now have suffered economic injustice. According to Retno Marsudi, the Global South countries have the right to be a part of the world supply chain free from trade discrimination as well as a debt trap. Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto has said he is confident that the leaders of the United States and China, two countries who are currently at odds, will act with wisdom in order to preserve world peace. The minister remarked at the International Institute for Strategic Studies Shangri-La Dialogue 2023 in Singapore on Saturday that over the course of history, whenever a new power has come into force and has been faced with a more established global power, tensions have arisen. And history shows that such conflicts often end up as open conflicts. Hence, he said, he is confident that the leaders of the two countries will find wisdom in and learn from the long history of mankind. The mayor of Bogor, Bima Arya, in West Java, has pushed for the designation of the Bogor Botanical Gardens as a World Heritage Site following a recent visit to the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization UNESCO headquarters in Paris. During his visit, Bima Arya met with Indonesia's permanent delegate to UNESCO, Ismu Nandar, and their discussion included the garden's designation as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. In a written statement, Bima Arya explained that the Bogor Botanical Garden was the largest botanical park in Southeast Asia and had a very valuable history, especially in the development of science and research in Indonesia as well as the world. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan took the oath of office for a new presidential term on Saturday, June the 3rd, after winning the re-election last weekend, extending his rule into a third decade. Turkey's longest-serving leader, Erdogan, won 52.2% support in a May 28 run of vote. His election victory defied most opinion polls and came despite a cost-of-living crisis that was seen to have hurt his prospects. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, and its allies began 2 days of meeting on Saturday that may culminate in further production cuts of as much as 1 million barrels per day. OPEC Plus sources told Reuters as the group faces flagging oil prices and a looming supply glut. OPEC Plus, which groups the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries and allies led by Russia, pumps around 40% of the world's crude, meaning its policy decisions can have a major impact on oil prices. Typically, production cuts take effect on the following month after they are agreed upon by ministers, could also agree on a later implementation. They could also decide to hold output steady. Western nations have accused OPEC of manipulating oil prices and undermining the global economy to high energy costs. The West has also accused OPEC of siding too much with Russia despite Western sanctions over Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. In response, OPEC insiders and watchers have said the West's money printing over the last decades has driven inflation and forced oil-producing nations to act to maintain the value of their main export. The Philippines is focused on positioning itself as a Muslim-friendly destination, its tourism authorities said on Saturday after winning an award at this year's Halal in Travel Global Summit. Muslim travelers are one of the fastest-growing tourist groups, and attracting them is crucial for the Philippines, as following the COVID-19 pandemic, there has been a slowdown from Europe and China, which traditionally have been the main sources of visitors. As the Muslim travel market is forecast to reach a value of $225 billion by 2028, the Philippine government announced last year that boosting foreign arrivals from the Middle East and Muslim-majority countries was among its priority goals. Last item. At least 261 people have died in India's worst rail accident in over 2 decades, officials said on Saturday. The disaster happened after a passenger train went off the tracks and hit another one in the east of the country. One train in Friday accidents also hit a freight train parked nearby in the district of Balasore in Odisha state, leaving a tangled mess of smashed rail cars and injuring 1,000. According to an initial government report seen by Reuters, a possible signal error led to the tragedy. K.S. Anand, Chief Public Relations Officer of Southeastern Railway, said the death toll has reached 261. The AFP news agency, on the other hand, had earlier quoted an official as saying 288 people had died. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on President Joko Widodo inaugurates the Nusantara Capital logo. President Joko Widodo officially launched the Indonesian New Capital City Nusantara logo at the State Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday, May the 30th. The logo, which will become a visual identity for the new capital city Nusantara, has the theme Tree of Life, with a number of meanings in it. In his remarks, the president said that the selection for the logo was the result of an open vote by more than 500,000 voters throughout Indonesia. As a result, Aulia Akbar's Tree of Life theme, the logo, came out as the winner with the most votes. The president explained the Tree of Life logo has a philosophy that is in line with the spirit of the new capital Nusantara development.
Ini pohon hayat, ini adalah pohon kehidupan. Pohon kehidupan, dan kita semuanya berharap logo pohon hayat ini akan menginspirasi KN.
This Tree of Life is a tree of life, and we all hope that the logo of this Tree of Life will inspire new capital city Nusantara to create a new place of life for all of us, which will become a source of life for all Indonesian people in the future. The logo with the theme of Tree of Life has a philosophy that is in line with the spirit of new capital city Nusantara development, fostering a sense of pride in the identity of the Indonesian nation as a large and diverse country. In addition, the logo with the theme of Trees of Life is also considered to be able to arouse public awareness to protect nature and the environment and its ecosystem, and also strengthen our endeavors, our joint efforts to contribute to accelerating the development of the capital of our archipelago, the future capital of Indonesia. Meanwhile, Chairman of the New Capital City Nusantara Authority, Bambang Susantono, explained that the logo competition had attracted submissions from more than 500 designers who were then screened by a team of curators from the Indonesian Graphic Designers Association. The curatorial team then invited 10 designers to present the meaning of their logo, which was then chosen by President Joko Widodo to be decided through a citizen opinion poll. According to Bambang Susantono, the poll was conducted from April the 4th to May the 20th and collected at least 500,260 votes. The Tree of Life logo has details in the form of five roots at the bottom, representing Indonesian philosophy Pancasila, seven stems in the middle representing the seven major islands within Indonesian territory, and a 17-petal flower at the top representing the date of Indonesia's independence. That was the week's spotlight.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email
voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
I'll begin today in history with June the 4th, 1920, the signing of the Trianon Treaty. The Trianon Treaty was a peace treaty after the end of World War I between the allies of World War I and Hungary. This treaty deals with the border of Hungary, which lost two-thirds of its territory and about two-thirds of its population. The countries that especially benefited it were Romania, Czechoslovakia, and the Kingdom of Serbs, Croats, and Slovenes. This treaty was signed on June 4, 1920 in Versailles, France. Turning to June 4, 1928, the President of the Republic of China, Jiang Zulin, was assassinated by Japanese agents. Jiang Zulin was one of the Chinese warlords during the Republic of China era in the early 20th century. He was a warlord for the Manchuria region and once controlled a large area in northern China. In 1928, Jiang was killed by the Japanese by bombing the train on his way home to Shenyang after just handing over control of Beijing. The assassination was carried out by a small group of soldiers from the Guangdong Army and led by a senior officer of the Guangdong Army, Colonel Daisaku Komoto. I'll end today in history with June 4, 1970, Tonga's independence. Tonga becomes a Commonwealth of Nations from Britain on May 18, 1900, by the Treaty of Friendship. This status ended on June 4, 1970, when Tonga declared its independence. The British High Commission in Tonga has existed since 1901 and closed in 2006. That was today in history.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Freddy in Montevideo, Uruguay. He was listening to Spanish programs through frequency 3325 kHz at 5:10 to 5:30 p.m. UTC on March 21, 2023. In his email, Mr. Freddy said, due to distance and propagation reasons, he hasn't able to listen to Voice of Indonesia directly from his country. So he managed to listen through a remote SDR located in Australia. Sinpo was 53343, arriving with an excellent signal but with a lot of interference and noise that at times made it very difficult to follow up on the comments. Hello, sir. Thank you for your detailed reception report and also your effort to listen to our broadcast. Mr. Freddy, my friend from the Spanish section will reply to your letter. Please be patient and wait for the reply. While waiting, why don't we enjoy a beautiful song special for you? Enjoy.
Terpisah ruang dan waktu, terhalang dunia berbeda. Walau berat rintangan menghadang kita berdua tegar.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia ready to win the general champion in the ASEAN Para Games 2023. The Indonesian contingent for the 12th ASEAN Para Games 2023 from June the 3rd until 9th in Phnom Penh, Cambodia was officially confirmed. It is strengthened by 268 athletes with a target of 121 gold medals and overall championship. The athletes are accompanied by 154 officials to compete in 12 of the 14 sports that were contested. The inauguration of the Indonesian contingent was officially carried out by the Minister of Youth and Sports Dito Aryo Tejo in Surakarta or Solo City Monday, May the 29th. In his inaugural speech, Minister Dito Aryo Tejo hoped that the Indonesian ASEAN Para Games contingent could produce maximum results from the Cambodia 2023. He believes this can be realized considering that in preparation, the training camp has been held continuously since last year, right after the ASEAN Paralympic Games the 11th, 2022 in Solo. This is also part of the implementation of presidential regulation concerning the grand design of national sports. Meanwhile, chairperson of the National Paralympic Committee Indonesia, Shani Marbun, positively welcomed the hat-trick target for the overall champion of the Indonesian contingent in Cambodia. This is based on the results of the training and tryouts that have been carried out since the end of the 11th ASEAN Para Games in Indonesia in 2022. The Indonesian National Paralympic Committee contingent was flown to Cambodia on two charter flight groups through Adi Sumarmo Airport in Boyolali Wednesday. The departure of the Indonesian contingent was directly led by the Indonesian contingent chef de mission, Adi Herman. That was my Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Oliver Fuller in Fachbach, Germany. In his email, Mr. Fula said even if the reception of the shortwave broadcast via the transmitters used that day was unusable at his place of residence, the offer from VOI could still be seen and heard. Please keep it up. He is sure to continue to listen to our broadcast. He mostly listens to our programs via live stream or use the audio on demand offer. Hello, Mr. Fula. Thank you for your email. We're trying to improve our shortwave 4750 kHz to get better and better, so there's no more noise and interference. I hope our listeners from anywhere can listen to our broadcast clearly. Mr. Fula, please wait for a reply from the German section. Well, listener, if you listen to VOI broadcast but there is a lot of interference and noise, thus, I suggest you use RRI Playgo mobile app. Just download it on your smartphone, type RRI Playgo, then select logo VOI, you can watch our live streaming. If you miss it, you can watch the review below. So you can listen to VOI without interference or noise.
Kau yang kini dilanda patah hati, jangan takut, aku ada di sini menemanimu, menemanimu. Sudahlah, lupakan saja semua yang telah terjadi pada hari ini. Akan datang waktunya untuk yang baru. Sudahlah, biarkan saja. Kau akan bertemu yang terbaik dalam hidupmu. Sudahlah, lepaskan saja.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today featuring Aik Martua Waterfall in Riau Province. Aik Martua in the Tangun Village area, Bangun Purba District, Riau Province, has several interesting natural tourist sites to visit. Among others, Aik Martua Waterfall, which is indeed one of the leading tourist attractions in Riau. The name Aik Martua, which means lucky water, is taken from the regional language of one of the tribes in Riau, namely the Mandailing Batak tribe. This is not surprising because although the waterfall is located in Riau Province, the majority of residents who live near it are the Mandailing Batak tribe, whose origin is from North Sumatra. Aik Martua Waterfall has its own uniqueness and features. It has three levels, each having a different size and height ranging from 15 meters to the highest reaching 40 meters. With the uniqueness and features of this waterfall, many tourists call the Aik Martua Waterfall as the Thousand Steps Waterfall. The scenery that is presented at these tourist attractions is truly amazing and refreshing. The water is so clear and flowing swiftly. The forest scenery is very charming, making the air around the waterfall fresh and soothing. Coupled with a combination of rocks with a unique and natural texture, making the Aik Martua Waterfall one of the favorite tourist attractions. For millennials, the trip to the Aik Martua Waterfall is a journey filled with excitement because the location of Aik Martua Waterfall is in a valley which requires visitors to have extra energy to reach the main location. The biggest challenge to arrive at the Aik Martua Waterfall location is the trekking route. To get to the first level, all types of vehicles can enter the parking lot. Then you have to use a motorbike or walk. Traveling at level 2, your two-wheeled vehicle starts to enter a track which conditions are still in the form of earth and rocks going uphill. Here you will begin to enter protected forest areas and hills. Level 3 is the end of the journey with two-wheeled vehicles. But that doesn't mean you have arrived at the Aik Martua Waterfall location. On the third level, visitors still have to walk down hundreds of stairs which simply dive down and are in protected forest area. Pretty cool and shady. As soon as you arrive at the Aik Martua Waterfall, you'll forget your tiredness because the fascinating beauty of the waterfall and its surroundings. What must be remembered, you also have to prepare energy for the return journey because it will pass through the same terrain as well. That was Indonesian Wonder today.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I announce that Voice of Indonesia International Quiz is back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is in the form of an essay writing competition about one of five Indonesia super priority tourism destinations, namely Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you're interested in and write an essay with a length of 700 to 800 words, font Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice. Send the essay and the audio to the Google form provided on the website voinews.id. This essay writing competition is open from April 10 to August 20, 2023. For more information, please visit our website, voinews.id, our social media, and WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. Be prepared. Who knows? You become one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2023.
Cinta itu datang, ku rasa bahagia. Di hatiku menatap indahnya bintang, memberi harapan yang baru. Ketika kaki melangkah, berdebar rasanya di dada, namun senyum yang terindah selalu membangkitkan jiwa.
The third song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
Monas Week was once again held at the National Monument or Monas in Central Jakarta, starting Thursday, June the 1st until Sunday, June the 4th. Organized by the Provincial Government of Jakarta, Monas Week this time is specifically to celebrate the birthday of Indonesian state philosophy Pancasila, which fell on Thursday, June the 1st, and Vesak Day on Sunday, June the 4th.
For 4 days, Monas Week was enlivened with 2 performances, namely video mapping and the Persona Monas Dancing Fountain, which could be viewed free of charge. Previously, Monas Week was held last April. The Dancing Fountain Show, which was held in 2 sessions, took place on the west side of the Monas area. Meanwhile, the video mapping show was also held in 2 sessions, which were located on the west side of the Monas area. Last April, Monas Week was held to coincide with the Idul Fitri holiday in the capital city. Acting Governor of Jakarta, Heru Budi Hartono, has opened up the possibility that the National Monument of Monas will always be open to the public on national holidays, complete with events to enjoy. That was miscellany.
We don't. Sometimes it seems so hard to find the reason why I'm staying around, screaming yesterday, loving today, been lying to myself. I said it's okay. So that's my story. I can't be romantic. I'd rather fight than live these troubles. But girl, don't worry, it's just my kind of crazy. You're my reflection in still water until the rain comes down. Until the rain comes down.
I know you say I'm hard to handle. Really, it's all because of you. Problems yesterday, I bring up today. I just don't understand. Still feels right. So that's my story. I always get so moody. I'd rather fight than leave these troubles. But boy, don't worry, you're just my kind of crazy. You're my reflection in still water. Until the rain comes up.
Papiki tap tap ti ba bu pa. Papiki tap tap ti ba bu pa. Papiki tap tap ti ba. We don't care. Papiki tap tap ti ba bu pa. Papiki tap tap ti ba bu pa. Papiki tap tap ti ba. We don't care.
So that's our story. Things aren't always easy. I'd rather fight than breathe these troubles. But don't you worry. We're just kind of crazy. You're my reflection in still water. So that's our story. Things aren't always easy.
not a driver, I'm a lover.
You got it bad, so good, so good, so good,
so good, so good. It's so good.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, VOI listener. Today's edition of Music Corner presents a brand new song from an Indonesian female singer, Marion Jola. Marion Rambu Jola Pedi, better known as Marion Jola, born June 12, 2000, in Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara Province, Indonesia, is a singer and songwriter. Marion Jola started enjoying fame since participating in a talent search event on one of the national private television stations in Indonesia in 2017. On May 18, 2023, she released her new single entitled Not Your Cup of Tea. Taking an upbeat tempo and cheerful feel, the single Not Your Cup of Tea actually tells about Marion Jola's anxiety towards haters who often give negative comments towards her. The thing that deserves attention is, on this single that uses English, for the first time, Marion Jola collaborates with international music producers The Kennel from Sweden, represented by Harry Sommerdahl and Camilla Bayrak in creating the song. This is a good achievement for Marion Jola's career. Through this song, Marion hopes the message from the lyrics can be an inspiration so those who have haters can still see the reality that life isn't about the voices of netizens, but being yourself is the best thing to do. Well, listener, here we go. A song, a brand new song by Marion Jola called Not Your Cup of Tea.
Treat me, please do not repeat it again. Don't want your drama, so baby, get out of my way. You think you're important, don't throw all those words at my face. Who do you think you are? Don't have to file your complaint. Don't even try, try, try. Wasting my time, time, time. Gotta work harder to keep me around. So if you don't mind, 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 this is goodbye. Being honest, you're killing my vibe.
Not your cup of tea, baby. I'm gonna be as sweet as I can be. I promise. If not your cup of tea, come, baby.
that no way. Do you even realize why you are doing to me? Cause every comment is causing a whole lot of pain. Baby, you talk too much, wait, let me Don't even try wasting my time. Gotta work harder to keep me around. So if you don't mind, this is goodbye, bye. Just being honest, you're killing my vibe. Not your cup of tea, baby. So baby, get out of my way. You think you're important, don't throw all those words on my face. Who do you think you are, don't have to file a complaint, yeah. Not your cup of tea, baby.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Gadis idamanku, hanya engkau yang satu. Hadirlah dalam mimpi-mimpiku. Biar seribu, biar ramai mengganggu, padaku engkaulah ratu. Sejak mula bertemu, kau buat siangku sedingin salju. Dan malam jadi hangat, sehangat cintamu. Kasihku, Rosanna, kau gadis idamanku. Dua hati menjadi satu, bila kita bertemu. Oh, Rosanna, gadis idamanku, bilakan sampainya waktu kasih kita bertemu dalam cinta.
VOI listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4750 kHz, then also streaming at voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Please give your feedback about our program on Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. That's a wrap, listener. English program from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.